This reading of Some Concluding Thoughts, The Reign of Grace by Abraham Booth, is from the Free Grace Broadcaster magazine and is produced by Stillwaters Revival Books. Endeavour, by a conscientious attendance on all public means of grace, and by maintaining communion with your Heavenly Father in every private duty, to make a swift progress in vital religion and in real holiness, remembering that holiness is the health, the beauty, and the glory of your immortal mind. Seek after it, therefore, as a divine privilege and as a heavenly blessing. Watch and pray against the insurrections of indwelling sin, the solicitations of worldly pleasure, and the assaults of Satan's temptations. Watch especially against spiritual pride and carnal security. As to the former, rejoice not in your knowledge or gift or inherent excellencies, no, nor yet in your Christian experiences. Be thankful for them, but put them not in the place of Christ or the word of his grace, so as to make them the ground of your present confidence or the source of your future comfort. For so to do is not to rely on the promise of God and to live by faith in Jesus Christ, but to admire your own accomplishments by which you differ from other men and to live upon your own frames. The consequence of which most commonly is either Pharisaical pride, imagining ourselves to be better than others, or desponding fears, as if when our frames are flat and our spirits languid, there were no salvation for us. The peace and comfort of such professors must be uncertain to the last degree. But as a guilty, perishing sinner, as having no recommendation nor any encouragement to believe in Jesus or to look for salvation by him, but what is contained in the word of grace, depend upon him, live by him. The more you behold the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, the more you will see your own vileness. The more you grow in real holiness, the more sensible you will be of the power of your own corruptions and of the imperfections attending all your duties. You will be more and more convinced that if the gospel did not warrant your dependence on Christ under the character of a sinner, you could have no hope even after ever so long and zealous a profession of religion. You should live under a continual remembrance that you are still an unworthy, a guilty, a damnable creature, but accepted in Christ and freed from every curse. That will keep you truly humble and provoke to self-abhorrence. This will make you really happy and excite to praise and duty. Watch against carnal security and spiritual sloth. Forget not that you have many enemies. Be sober, therefore, be vigilant. Time is short and absolutely uncertain. Husband well your precious moments. Lay them out for God. Be careful that the fruits of gratitude to your infinite benefactor may adorn your whole behavior. Make the holiness and usefulness of the life of Jesus your fair example. Copy after that brightest of patterns. Remember that the eyes of God, of angels, of accursed spirits, and of men are all upon you. Both friends and enemies inspect your conduct and mark your steps. How necessary, then, is watchfulness and circumspection, lest, falling into sin, your spiritual joys be impaired, your friends and allies be grieved, and your adversaries triumph. Having received the earnest of your future inheritance, having some joyful foretaste of that immense bliss of which you, O Christian, are an heir, make it your constant business, as it is your indispensable duty, to live above the world, whether your temporal circumstances be affluent or penurious, prosperous or adverse. Let your conversation be in heaven as becomes a citizen of the New Jerusalem. It is your duty and blessing to live in the prospect of the world to come and as on the confines of it. Converse much with the eternal mind in prayer and praise and holy meditation. So shall you contract a blessed intimacy with that sublime being whose favour is better than life, whose frown is worse than destruction. By such an intercourse with God, you will taste more exquisite delights than all the pleasures of sin can boast, than all the riches of the world can bestow. Yes, believer, by such converse with God, you shall find your mercies sanctified, and your afflictions alleviated, your holy dispositions invigorated, and your corrupt affections weakened. Be it your constant endeavour that, whenever your fair, your glorious, your heavenly bridegroom shall come, he may find you ready, having your loins girt, your lamp burning, and waiting for his glorious advent. So shall your soul be peaceful, your life useful, and your debt triumphant.
Stillwater's Revival Books is now located at PuritanDownloads.com. It's your worldwide online Reformation home for the very best in free and discounted classic and contemporary Puritan and Reformed books, MP3s, and videos. For much more information on the Puritans and Reformers, including the best free and discounted classic and contemporary books, MP3s, digital downloads, and videos, please visit Stillwater's Revival Books at PuritanDownloads.com. Stillwater's Revival Books also publishes the Puritan Hard Drive, the most powerful and practical Christian study tool ever produced. All thanks and glory be to the mercy, grace, and love of the Lord Jesus Christ for this remarkable and wonderful new Christian study tool. The Puritan Hard Drive contains over 12,500 of the best Reformation books, MP3s, and videos ever gathered onto one portable Christian study tool. An extraordinary collection of Puritan, Protestant, Calvinistic, Presbyterian, Covenanter, and Reformed Baptist resources. It's fully upgradable and it's small enough to fit in your pocket. The Puritan Hard Drive combines an embedded database containing many millions of records with the most amazing and extraordinary custom Christian search and research software ever created. The Puritan Hard Drive has been produced to assist you in the fascinating and exhilarating spiritual, intellectual, familial, ecclesiastical, and societal adventure that is living the Christian life. It has been specifically designed so that you might more faithfully know, serve, and love the Lord Jesus Christ, as well as to help you to do all you can to bring glory to His great name. If you want to love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, then the Puritan Hard Drive is for you. Visit PuritanDownloads.com today for much more information on the Puritan Hard Drive and to take advantage of all the free and discounted Reformation and Puritan books, MP3s and videos that we offer at Stillwaters Revival Books.